Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Oh, boy. Okay, what a contrast. These contrasts just keep happening, and they're kind of fascinating. On Monday, Joe Biden goes to his hometown of Scranton. Okay, he should be super popular there. It's a Democrat area.
You would think.
It's huge for him, or it should be. You should see the picture on my Twitter feed. He filled, it was a just a regular-sized room. He filled about half the room. Yeah. And most of the people in it were media. Mm-hmm. You can see the other half of the room is empty. 81 million votes. Okay, so that's Democrat territory. Donald Trump is trapped in Democrat territory by the edicts of a judge whose daughter has made $15 million fundraising for the Democrats off her dad's trial, which is illegal in New York, but laws don't apply to Democrats in New York.
Right.
So Trump's there, and the judge has decreed that he must be present at the trial, even for jury selection. So he's stuck there. He can't campaign. So all he can do is, you know, go outside and speak. He's tied down for, you know, 6 weeks, 2 months, giving Joe time to be out on the campaign trail where no one wants to see him, except the children forced to hold his hand, Pied Piper style, and a completely creeptastic display. If you haven't seen that video, go look at that video. Yeah. Something right there.
Yeah.
It's just not right there. I don't know. It was like a scene, like I said yesterday, from Ashley Biden's diary anyway. But will I get arrested for saying that? Are they going to arrest
me? You know, Tara, it's not a known subject. You know, who knows?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's because you publicize what's in the Ashley Biden diary, you get arrested, even though she left it behind as if it was a cry for help. She wanted somebody to read it. You know what's weird about that, by the way, the Ashley Biden diary? She left the diary behind where she said that she might have a sex addiction because of improper showers with her father. Mm. She left it behind just weeks after Hunter's laptop was discovered. It's weird. It's like, well, I can't do a press conference on this, so I'll just leave this behind.
Maybe the Bidens are all very forgetful, Tara.
They could be.
There seems to be a similarity there.
Yeah. They're all very forgetful. Who knows? So anyway, so Trump can't campaign. So he brilliantly, as you know, goes to the bodega where that clerk was nearly killed by the Democrat voter. And the clerk made the mistake of defending himself as an elderly Hispanic man who's also a legal, get this, I know this is radical, legal immigrant to the United States of America.
Wow.
And he gets charged by Alvin Bragg. He can't make the bond, and he's put in Rikers for defending himself against a guy who tried to kill him.
Which was caught on video.
Yeah, it's all on video. This is not disputable. So there was so much outrage across the country that Alvin Bragg was forced to drop the charges and let him go. So Trump goes to the scene of the bodega. Joining him is the owner, who is very grateful. Also, the president of the Bodega Association of New York, who will be on the show later on, at 9 o'clock to talk about what Trump's visit meant. Trump is almost instantly mobbed by thousands of people.
Mm-hmm. They weren't protesters.
No, they weren't.
They were supporters.
They were supporters. This is an impromptu press conference. This is not exactly a red area. Okay, it's Harlem. It's Harlem. Not a place where, you know, if you're in the GOP, you go to Harlem, that could turn out pretty dicey for you in terms of, you might get protesters. Who knows, right? But he goes anyway, and he does it impromptu. He's clearly having a ball in that press conference. I watched, and it wasn't even really a press conference. It was more like a meet and greet, and the media showed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's pointing out, look at what Alvin Bragg is not doing. Look what he allowed. And he gets, just as far as the eye can see, you can't see the ground, you can't see the street. People have absolutely mobbed him. So what a contrast. Joe Biden can't fill a room in his hometown. Donald Trump goes to the Democrat stronghold of Harlem, and it's like he's a rock star, his little kids mm-hmm. screaming. And he, yay, Trump, we love you. And one of the really cool things about the crowd that I loved is that it was totally diverse. Old, young, yeah. Black, white,
right.
Hispanic.
Yeah.
You couldn't get more diverse. It really looked like America, and they're going nuts, and they're cheering him on. The Democrats, this was crushing them inside. They won't admit it, but it was.
That was a brilliant.
It was brilliant.
Brilliant move by Trump. The two images. Now, of course, sadly, much of the American electorate is not going to see those two side-by-side images of Joe Biden shuffling around, sticking his hand out, trying to get someone to shake his hand. And then, of course, that scene in that little, was it a restaurant or something or other, where one of his handlers was telling the media, back up. You can't, they didn't want him getting close to getting a shot of Biden there, trying to figure out what the menu was and make an order. But to see those images there with Trump, who was being, lauded and praised by the crowds, the throngs that were there.
Yeah.
And he was very at ease. It looked like the old campaign from 2016. The times I've seen him when he was here in the upstate and other things, when you've seen him, he was relaxed, he was engaged, he was energized. And then you've got this poor old sad forgetful guy that's our president right now that's shuffling around and being handled by his handlers the entire time. Putting politics aside, which image would you most want to see from the commander-in-chief? There's no question about that. Putting the politics aside, there's no reason in the world any reasonable person would want to support this tired old man that is the current president over Donald Trump.
There wasn't. And did you see what they had to do with the Biden campaign? He had such a great visit to the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's getting, hugs.
Yes.
Almost everybody in the crowd's African-American. They're hugging him. They're treating him like a rock star. They're getting their picture taken. He buys them all milkshakes. They had to send Joe to a convenience store. And they had to send Joe to a restaurant because they needed the juxtaposition that week, you just see Joe, he's hobnobbing with wealthy donors who would never have anything to do with us.
Yeah.
So they can raise money to tell everyone that Trump is a racist.
And of course, none of those donors would ever go to a bodega or a Chick-fil-A.
No, they wouldn't.
If anything, they would send someone there.
Right, to pick up.
Yeah.
Right. So, the contrast is really jarring here, but it really reflects, I think, what's going on in that the Democrat Party has become the party of the elites and illegal immigrants, and the Republican Party is the party of the middle class, the lower middle class, those who want to be middle class, the working class. That's who the GOP is. And that couldn't be clearer.
The script has been completely flipped.
Yes,
in this
it
country
has. It's been flipped.
It has been completely flipped. That it is the Democrat Party that is rich, white, overeducated, and it is the Republican Party that are the workers of this country, the people who make things happen, the people who work hard, who pay their taxes, who follow the rules, who abide by the laws, the people who are interested in democracy and are interested in everyone getting along and who are really wanting to see this country succeed. That's the Republican Party. That's the exact opposite of what goes on in the Democrat Party right now.
Yeah.
Exact opposite.
And I just wonder, are people going to be able to figure it out? This is a big IQ test, especially when we just got a report showing over 30% increase in the price of energy in the United States of America since Biden took office. Mm-hmm. Over 30 percent. Part of that is the tax that Joe Biden executively put on a couple of stages of production of natural gas. People may not realize they're paying it, but they are. This is going to crush manufacturing, crush blue-collar jobs, crush skilled labor. And what are we seeing? What I've been talking about since last summer, we really started hemorrhaging manufacturing jobs last summer. Now we're in a situation where we're barely creating them. Joe Biden's fist is crushing the manufacturing sector as he wanders blank-minded around Scranton talking about, you know, union workers. And so, well, union workers aren't going to have jobs. We are hemorrhaging the kind of jobs that a union, so-called union worker, blue-collar worker, could have done in manufacturing and supported a middle-class family. And that is because of what Joe Biden has done with energy.
Did you see that latest thing that he told about, was that his grandfather or uncle or something or other, claiming that he was shot down in his single-engine plane in Guinea and was eaten by cannibals, and the Pentagon put out a statement that said none of that is accurate. It wasn't shot down. The plane ditched. It was a twin-engine aircraft. He wasn't the pilot. It was just like it wasn't shot down. And no, he wasn't eaten by cannibals.
There were no cannibals where it went down. It went down over water. Yeah, and you know what this is, Lee? This is that part's not to mention. That's mental illness.
Yes, it is, because you have documented this on numerous occasions.
Yeah. He has problems. Yeah. He should be regularly sitting down with a psychologist to deal with his compulsive lying problem. Some people have compulsive eating problems. He has a compulsive lying problem. He needs help.
Yeah, the PhD weight loss program wouldn't do Joe any good.
No, it wouldn't. Not another turn. Yeah. I mean, because and people forget 30 years ago, he had to drop out his first presidential campaign for telling these kinds of lies. I graduated.
Oh, it was plagiarism.
Oh, plagiarism, the lying about where he graduated in his law school class, about how he double majored. He was at the top of his class. No, he wasn't. He was in the bottom third. I mean, he just makes this crazy stuff up. He's the first in his family to graduate from college. Yeah. No, his grandfather graduated from college. No, his grandfather did not work down in the coal mines. His grandfather did work for one, but he was in the office as a corporate executive. I mean, just the whole Biden story is a lie. Yeah. Remember when he took from that British, very popular liberal British politician, his background story, and Joe just lifted his whole life and expropriated it and lied. And that's why he had to drop out of the first presidential election. So here's your contrast, America.
Yeah.
Here's your contrast. Pick one. It's going to be a fascinating election.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Our mentally ill, sick president who really needs the help of a psychologist. I'm surprised Jill hasn't engaged one. He really needs to work through why he compulsively lies. He can't stop. I mean, think about this for a minute. This level of mental illness. He lost his bid for the presidency 30 years ago because of lies. Just like this. Taking the entire life story of a popular British politician. Just taking it. Regardless of the fact of how easy it was to check and using it on the campaign trail. Just total lies. So you lose your shot at the presidency. You are humiliated because of it. It is remembered for decades. That is the kind of learning lesson people learn from, but not someone who is too mentally ill to stop. And that is our president. Whose uncle was eaten by cannibals, whose uncle was maybe eaten by cannibal. Folks, you know what's interesting about this? And the Pentagon has a statement out contradicting this latest story. But if you put it into Google right now and you see the headlines, this was actually covered by CNN. I can't believe mainstream media covered it. The headlines stretch from CNN in America all the way to India Today, Times of Asia. This is an international humiliation for the United States of America. The UK Daily Mail headline, Times of India. Global Visual, a Village Space, Reuters International. The whole world is watching at us. When we see these things happen, we don't think out in terms of American. We don't think of how the world perceives it. This man looks like a lunatic. It's not even right versus left. It's just get him some help. He needs some help. He doesn't live in functional reality. Here's the lie.
My uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosi, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Pentagon says his uncle's plane was lost over the open ocean, so he wasn't eaten by cannibals.
That's always the tell with him, by the way, that he's lying. For real, no, it's true. That always means with him that he's lying. You can even tell the ticks in terms of just wow. Now, Ambrose did exist. He was not a pilot. He went down in 1994 in an A-20 bomber with a three-man crew. He was, again, passenger, not a pilot. The plane was not shot down. It was certainly not shot down over a war zone. It had engine trouble and ditched in the sea. And the area where it ditched did not have cannibals. Yeah. Did not have cannibals. Not well. Folks, if Americans elect this guy, we deserve everything we get. And I'm sorry that you and I and the good people of this country have to go down with them. They deserve every stinking thing they get. Folks, in Joe Biden's America is not a safe place. Did you hear this? Bill Malusian, Fox News reporter, goes to Boston. He goes to Boston with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, because in Boston, they're a sanctuary city, right? So when you have an illegal immigrant child rapist who should by law be held in a detainer with a detainer, they let him go. And to hell with the kids, screw them. So that means that ICE then has to go behind the Democrats because local police are not allowed to help. They're not allowed to round up the illegals who should have just been detained, who should have just been held because they rape children. And they have to go and hunt them down, which puts them in danger. But Democrats love that kind of thing. Democrats love an illegal immigrant, and they love an illegal immigrant child rapist even more. And I'm going to prove that to you in the next 52 seconds. So Bill Malusian goes along with ICE as they run around Boston, rounding up the illegal immigrants that the Democrats have set free for no damn reason. Other than sanctuary city policy, right? Just listen to what they rounded up in Boston, one city, in one morning. One sanctuary city, one morning, because they'd been released by Democrat policy. Folks, this is how you will live and how I will live right here in Greenville, right here in Spartanburg, if the Democrats, God forbid, ever get a big enough majority in Congress again with a Democrat president. This is how we will all live. I want you to hear it.
A short time later, ICE took down their final target. A Brazilian gang member, also charged with child rape. Just this morning today, four accused child rapists and one MS-13 gang member. Those are the kind of people you're going after.
That's every day up here in Boston. Those are the public safety threats that we really want to get off the street. It was a great day for the teams. That's five public safety threats that aren't in the community going to go ahead and victimize anyone else.
And I says, all of those arrests you just saw happen because local authorities ignored their detainer request to keep these guys in custody due to sanctuary policies. I says, all of those suspects will remain in federal custody until their local charges are resolved. Then ICE will seek to deport every single one of them. Wow. We'll send it back to you.
And making a point of doing it in a city like Boston with the sanctuary policies in place.
Four child rapists. Illegal immigrants, everyone, in one morning, and an MS-13 gang member for a total of five. One city, Boston. We talk about what a hellhole is? That's a hellhole right there. That is a hellhole. All illegal immigrants. Why? Because, as I've been telling you for years, America is now, because of Joe Biden, the premier destination for criminals on earth. On earth, because they have the protection of the Democrats. Party. The Tara Show, where we're full of great date ideas, like take her to see the band Heart. They're actually playing in the Royal Flush Tour 2024 this weekend at Bon's Coors Wellness Arena with their guest Cheap Trick. So two really good bands. Both have songs in my listening list, YouTube Music. Anyway, it's Saturday, April 10th, and you can win a pair of tickets right now. We'll take the first caller to 800-905-0989. 800-905-0989. You know, you could break down and buy those tickets, or you could try to win them again tomorrow. We will have another giveaway sometime during the show where it pays to listen. Okay. Meanwhile, folks, even though the Republican leadership in the state of South Carolina had to be dragged kicking and screaming, and it really was a fight. I mean, they tried to undermine us at every step because they're really Democrats. We got that bill passed to get men out of women's sports. And now we have the first concrete proof. It's working. It's working. Maybe saving women from catastrophic brain bleeds, like just happened up in North Carolina about a year ago. Woman got, volleyball player, permanent brain damage from being hit in the head by a dude, who, by the way, mocked her then on social media after that, because brain bleeds are funny. You have liberal privilege. Everything's funny. Blair Fleming, born Braden, is currently playing women's Division I volleyball for San Jose State University in the reputable Mountain West Conference, the publication Redux reports. They figured it out because the mother of a player on the opposing team revealed her suspicions, started watching this player because it sure looked like a dude on the court. I first watched my daughter play Blair via live stream and then in person for a second match. My daughter mentioned to me there were rumors about Blair being a male. What gave it away? Well, upon attending the match, she immediately noticed Fleming appeared to be male, both in the way he looked and his mannerisms on the court. He jumped higher. He hit harder than any woman on the court. There was no female athlete on the court that day that could compare with Blair's athleticism. He also had very narrow hips. I took notice how he dressed with a longer shirt in the front as well. During the match, the anonymous parent noticed her daughter was suffering strains more than she ever had in her volleyball career. Was constantly icing and rubbing her arms after blocking shots from Fleming. Yeah, shots from men are very hard to block because they hit so much harder than women. I know because my daughter played the sport for years. She says her daughter's teammates were also struggling with defenders being unable to react quickly to the high-intensity strikes. He was basically unstoppable at times. He was jumping so high that I was concerned our blockers could not defend against such a fast-moving hit. They're lucky they didn't get hit in the head, get a brain bleed. On average, the difference between upper body strength in the sexes, the left may deny this, but it's 52%, with men having 10% larger hands, 7% taller, and again, 52% more upper body strength, which is where the speed and the ferocity of those hits come from. Coincidentally, those two games, my daughter's stats were not as good as most other games. Her stats were dramatically different. In other words, she was stolen from because she was trying to compete against a male who my daughter would stare her down after plays and was extremely arrogant. Yes, because he has liberal privilege. The mother also revealed that despite widespread speculation that Fleming was male, officials from San Jose State let it slip to her daughter's team that they weren't even really sure. Okay, so it's San Jose State, folks. Let me translate what happened here. You can't ask. Because that's California land. I mean, you cannot question the man. When the man says, I am a woman, and the women are to step aside, you know, maybe clean up behind the awards podium or something like that, maybe get back in the kitchen. When the man says, the woman's got to go. That's how the left is now. So they don't question. Yeah, we kind of think he looks, I mean, she looks a little masculine, but, you know, what are we to do? Mother also revealed that despite, okay, there we go. I watched those San Jose female athletes sit on the sidelines while a male took away their chance to play. These women only have 4 years. Again, this is Division I, okay, to compete, and they are losing those years to a male. Not only that, but the chance of injury is greatly increased for women when they play against a male with very clear physical strength advantages. It's just dangerous above all else. Now, here's the punchline. Punchline is coming. How did this individual, Blair Fleming, end up at San Jose? He had to transfer. He had to transfer from where? South Carolina, where he played for the Coastal Carolina University volleyball team as a woman. Redex writes, he appears to have fled to California just before the Save Women's Sports Bill became law in South Carolina. So he was on that team, which would have prohibited him from continuing to play on female teams. We know he is a he, by the way, because Redex did some investigation and found that before the age of 14, family members, including his grandmother, were referring to him as a he in pictures, and he was a he in pictures. Fleming also played on the girls' varsity volleyball team at John Champy High School in Virginia, where he was raised. During that time, Fleming set the school women's record for the most kills in a match, single season record of 266. Oh my Lord, 266 kills. Oh no, he's just a big dude, big strong dude, raining down balls on women's head. That's what he was doing. Well, the exact age at which Fleming was transitioned is unknown. Early photos posted to his Facebook page, his aunt's Facebook page, so he was raised as a boy. Now, here's the question. Is he competing on a full-ride scholarship? NCAA Division I volleyball teams can offer a maximum of 12 full-ride scholarships, meaning athletes will have all expenses related to their college experience paid for. Well, it's currently unknown if Fleming had received a woman's DI scholarship. The NCAA has recently become the subject of a lawsuit by over a dozen actual female athletes for allowing men to compete against them in women's categories. And the lawsuit's actually awesome. I really hope they win because it demands the NCAA revoke all awards given to men competing as women and reassign them to the female contenders who legitimately earned them. It also asks for damages for pain and suffering, mental and emotional distress, suffering and anxiety, expense cost, and other damages due to defendants' wrongful conduct. That lawsuit is being funded by ICON's Independent Council on Women's Sports. So it's working, folks. This biological male had passed himself off as a woman and was playing at Coastal Carolina University here in South Carolina, but appeared, according to Redux, to have fled to California just before the Save Women's Sports Bill because became law in the state, which would have prohibited him from continuing to pass himself off as a woman, which he is not. Awesome. Good job. Good job. And, you know, I want to credit again the Freedom Caucus. This is the kind of stuff they've been pushing up there that used to die in committee because liberal Republicans killed it. It's kind of hard to kill it with them screaming and yelling up there all the time. So, you know, we've maybe saved some nice girl a brain bleed, and some other nice girl actually got to have a scholarship that was hers by right. So can't imagine the left's happy about that, but they don't live in reality. We do. All right. Coming up on the show. Do you know what the number one cause of death is right now in America? This is incredible. In America, for Americans 18 to 45, do you know what it is? Used to be auto accidents. Not anymore. It's murder by the Chinese with fentanyl. Yeah, and now we're learning that Joe Biden, who has not brought up fentanyl in his conversations with Chairman Xi, at least not until this year, China has been fueling the fentanyl crisis by directly subsidizing key chemicals and the enriching companies tied to drug trafficking, but on one condition: that the fentanyl not be sold in China. It's only got to be used to kill people here. And there's more coming up. Has Ozempic changed your life? A lot of folks using it, not fully understanding exactly what it does because it just hasn't been out that long. And for many, it can help you lose weight and has other good side effects. It also may warp your brain. Folks, since COVID, I have developed extreme skepticism of the pharmaceutical industry. I don't take any doctor's word for anything. I don't care how long they've been writing the prescription anymore, especially after we found out, and you should really read this, that teens who take antidepressants may be sexually maimed for the rest of their life, their sexual development. And UK Mail, Daily Mail broke that. It was a massive study on it. They'd been telling us for years it was safe for teens. It wasn't. And the reason they didn't know is they'd never tested it. It had never been significantly tested. So, and in fact, the product comes with a warning. It's only supposed to be used in extreme cases, yet they're handing them out. They hand them out like candy. Oh, here, have an antidepressant. Well, they hand Ozempic out like candy, too. Headline, experts reveal fascinating theory about Ozempic and why it appears to change people's entire personalities. Quote, it may warp the brain. GLP-1 drugs suppress dopamine, which leads to decreased appetite, which is good. But a reduced appetite can also diminish cravings for other things, such as drugs, which is good. They're finding it helps people with addiction. So great, but you should know of the unusual side effect. Unbelievable. Some patients have reported a dulling of emotion, even suicidal thoughts, while others have reported plummeting libido and diminished enjoyment while playing piano, if you know what I mean. So, yeah. Now, again, there's upsides. People who have alcoholism have reported that they have zero desire to drink alcohol on the medication. But others have found their desire to splurge on random items in shops had decreased, so that's good. Those kinds of addictions. So there's a lot of great upsides for this drug, but here's the problem. We don't fully understand it. And we don't know if the changes on the brain to the personality are permanent. The drug's impact on a masterful brain chemical that determines pretty much every human emotion and behavior, dopamine, is pretty significant. That means it's entirely feasible that injecting Ozempic could alter your entire personality. Can you imagine rewiring your brain? Whew. Yeah. So, look, all I'm saying is, I mean, it's great for some people because, you know, it could be a real danger to life, but I'm here to tell you personally, you can lose all the weight you need to. You can do it. You can do it. Without injecting this into your body. Dr. Kent Barrage, a professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Michigan, said this explains why quelling hunger pains also limits cravings for other vices such as alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. But it can have a dramatic effect on your emotions and ultimately your personality. Yeah. So, I don't know. But you should just, you know, be aware of the side effects if someone you love is taking it. And the fact that we don't yet fully understand the side effects of it. Meanwhile, in terms of sugar cravings, you ever have a day where normally in the afternoon you have a big sugar craving? Or there's some time that you normally have a sugar craving, but then you do something you wouldn't normally do, hang out in a group of people, you alter your schedule in some way, and find you don't have a sugar craving? Weird, right? Well, another new study showed that loneliness can actually physically make you crave sugar. We'll have some of that coming up. Maybe the problem that you have isn't with food. Maybe it's that you need to seek out some company. So, interesting studies today. We'll dive into those and more coming up.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.